Well, the Big Emmy's back on Saturday. Mungatu taking on Adib and Very Elegant in the Queen Elizabeth. And it's always great to catch up with Chris. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Well, thanks, Michael.
Was it a tough call? Was it a close call? Or did he just bounce out of the Doncaster on Saturday?
Oh, he's done very well. We're always looking forward to getting to 2,000 metres as preparation. So it was a logical option. There's not many other options around, whether we wait for... the Queensland winter, but with a $4 million race a week away, and in fact he's pulled up well, I think he deserves his spot in the field.
Gee, was brave in the Doncaster. He's got beaten a length and a half. Did you think he was going to win at 200?
Yeah, I thought he presented as the winner, but he didn't really drag you into the race like he did at the Valley. I think he even come to the corner. I probably didn't have the same confidence as we did at Moonee Valley. And I think that would all suggest that he's looking for the 2,000 metres again.
Yeah, was it just that lack of, I suppose, toe that he showed at the Valley that day? Or was it maybe also the firmer track conditions, which he'll probably get again on Saturday?
Yeah, and the race was run at a pretty genuine tempo throughout. He drew a good gate, and we used the gate to a degree. Look, he had every chance, but he was running along around 12 seconds of the furlong all the way, maybe touch under. And possibly, he may have been better ridden a little quieter, but I'm not making any excuses. He certainly had his chance, and I'm looking forward to now stepping out to 2,000 metres.
Well, it's only a field of eight and an elite field in the Queen Elizabeth. You've drawn the inside marble. Where would you like to see him sit on Saturday?
I think he will have that stalking position. And the tempo of the race with a small furl, he'll certainly get his chance there. It's a quality furl, but I think he'll make his presence felt.
What's the weather conditions looking like for the rest of the week in Sydney? Could we be on a good track on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's highly likely we will be on a good track looking at the weather at the moment. There's a chance of a little few scuds of rain, but I think the big rain's past us, so it should be a very fair track Saturday.
It's an unusual situation where the majority of the field absolutely excel on wet ground. Mugatu's shown he's very adaptable on good ground as well. Would you prefer to take on the likes of Very Elegant, Adib, Sir Dragonette on firm track or on soft surfaces?
Well, I suppose it takes Adib, it probably just lessens their chance to a degree. They've even said that they may not have ran if they were at home on a track like this. So when you weigh it all up, it might be the right type of surface to be taking them top class horses on.
He was brilliant in the All-Star Mile. Is he good enough to beat the rest of the Queen Elizabeth field over 2,000 on Saturday?
No, I think he's good enough. Yeah, I do. I think they're quality horses, some of the best horses in the world. But, it's a horse race, and I'm comfortable with his preparation, and I think he'll run very well.
Have you got a few others heading around on Saturday as well?
We'll have a number of horses in the Provincial Championship final. That field's not out yet, but there'll be a number of line up there, and a couple of mares, Wonderbar and Evelina in the mares Sapphire Stakes. Wonderbar's been racing very well without luck in her two runs back this preparation.
You've had a great record in that Provincial Championship. Who's your number one seed?
Before the barrier draw, I'll say Crystal Breeze is just in front of Animate of my two.
Okay, you got a few runners today at Hawkesbury as well. Have we got a winner there?
Two nice three-year-olds in taking on the older horses. One in the fillies and mares in I Say Hello. She was really good winning at Newcastle. Needs to overcome a tricky gate, but she's a quality filly. And Rustic Sterl in the boys' division. He'll get a nice run. Very open race, but he won well the other day at Newcastle, and it's a nice option.
Good on you, Chris. Best of luck today, and enjoy the build-up to what is going to be an unbelievable Queen Elizabeth on Saturday.
Thanks, Bob.